Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy dating and relationship coach. I am recording today's podcast episode outside in my beautiful backyard, and spring is in full bloom. It's so beautiful, and the birds are chirping. Everything is alive and happy with joy and growth, and I'm surrounded by so much greenery and beauty. I could not drag myself inside. My inner girl was begging me to sit outside and record this podcast and just trust that if you hear a car go by or hear someone, a neighbor or something like that, you're just going to let it pass. You're going to let it slide because your podcast host, I'm out here in my backyard having a great time. And just sometimes you have to listen to your inner girl and really do what it is you want to do, even if your inner boy says, no, you should be inside recording your podcast. So today, I'm going to be talking about dealing with rejection and breakups. This is some of the most hurtful, traumatizing things that will ever happen to you, that you will ever feel as a woman. This is why I actually created my coaching career. I was having such a difficult time dealing with rejection and just how it uprooted me emotionally. And at the time, I really wasn't aware that this rejection I was feeling was connected to so many other things in my life, going back to my childhood, going back to how my dad, he could love me so deeply, but reject me so fiercely and abandon me. And I believe that this happens to a lot of women. At least it happens to my clients, that one parent or someone in their life early on rejects them in a major way, that part of them, their wounded inner girl, is forever trying to solve and figure out what went wrong, what happened, and how can I fix it. And so every partner that comes into your life, you have this wounded inner girl who's trying to solve the issue of abandonment that first took place with that original person in your life. So as I go through these tips today, and by the way, the last one is such an important tip. I really want you to hang around or come back and replay this part. The last tip I share is so important, it could be a podcast episode itself. I'm going to help you understand how to process rejection from the viewpoint of feminine energy felt sense, which is what your inner girl feels. So like today, my inner girl said, I want to be outside. Please don't take me back inside. I want to be outside. And so I'm listening to her. I'm connecting with her. Now, if you want to go deeper in what it means to rebuild yourself and possibly with the man you have lost, I have a program called the ABCs to Get Him Back. It stands for the Absolute Best Chances. This program has had a wild amount of success. I love to receive testimonials. I get them every day. People post them to my Facebook group, I Heart Love Academy. I get them emailed to me where you actually follow this protocol I have to rebuild with a person you love. And in that process, you are also rebuilding yourself. Because I understand a lot of you may not want a man back in your life, but you might want to just see what if. Like, what if I do this? What will happen? And in the ABCs, I also teach you my quantum dating protocol. I teach you lots of things to guide you through this very tumultuous time in your life. You also get the VIP library. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in this podcast, but that's a library with more than 20 items. So this program is jam-packed with information, techniques, processes, and ways for you to rebuild yourself using feminine energy felt sense, learning how to communicate with your inner girl, discovering this other voice you have inside of yourself, instead of masculine energy just saying, hey, I'm sad, bring back my happiness. Someone has left me. My husband is ignoring me. My boyfriend has broke up with me. I feel horrible. Bring back my happiness. So that's just a real short way to recover from what you're feeling. But the ABCs gives you the absolute best chances to rebuild with that person. You absolutely rebuild yourself. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to touch on that briefly, but I'm going to go deeper into some topics that are going to help you immediately. If you are feeling rejection or breakup or just cold vibes, you're getting passed on by men, you've been ignored, dumped, looked past, looked over, it feels terrible. We have all experienced it, and I'm going to help you get through it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the first place I want to start off is if a man has rejected you, you're with the wrong guy. If he's rejected you, walked out on you, gave you a bunch of reasons why the two of you cannot be together, told you things like, you're too good for me, you deserve someone better, or he's just said, I don't want to be in a relationship, I can't do this anymore, this relationship is toxic, I don't love you anymore, I'm not attracted to you anymore. Whatever his reason is, I can't be with you right now because of my kids. I'm still married. I'm not divorced yet. I'm still separated. I want to go back to school. My job is in peril. All of those excuses. As in a previous podcast episode, his problems are not your problems. But listen, ladies, if this man has rejected you, you're with the wrong guy. You're with the wrong guy. This is not the right guy for you. What wounded girl wants to fix it with this man? She wants to solve these issues that she's been experiencing for years and years. And can a little girl really have an adult relationship with a grown man? Is that how this is going to work? We all know it won't. A child cannot build a loving, long-lasting relationship with an adult man. So in addition to this just being the wrong guy, I'm also going to teach you some feminine energy techniques that will help men tune into who you really are as a woman and see that energy inside of you, because that energy is really what draws and attracts a man towards you. This soft, authentic, natural feminine energy. Feminine energy is not a game you play. It is about being authentic. It's not about being coy or manipulative or just wearing lots of flowery dresses and having your nails done. This is not about pretending to give off girly vibes. I think to some element, you do have to experiment with what makes you feel like a girl. But feminine energy is about receiving. It's about learning how to lean back and let a few minutes pass on the clock. And let someone else do something for you. Feminine energy is about allowing that man to lean forward while you are leaning back. An inner boy is so anxious and he's so chomping at the bit to make things happen and to pursue and to get an outcome for you that we can't sit still and let those hands on the clock just tick a little bit longer. Now here's the other thing. Time moves very different for men than it does for women. A man can be apart from a woman for about 2 weeks. To us, it feels like an eternity. To a man, it feels like about 3 days. So time moves differently for men than women do, which is why women, we need to make our lives rich, full, and juicy and fill our lives up with things that we want. Instead of that relationship being the focus and the center focal point of what we want to have in our lives. Now, that is a little bit of instinct kicking in, saying you've got to have a relationship. That's the focus of your life. You've got to procreate. You've got to build a family and make something work and stick together. But in this day and age, it really backfires. It's probably backfired throughout all of history. But you have a consciousness. You have a feminine energy sense. You know how to get in touch with your body and do things differently. So to recap, feminine energy is about receiving. It's about authentically being you. It's not about being who you think you need to be to get love and attention from a man. So I'm going to share with you 7 tips about dealing with rejection and breakups, and I'm going to walk you through this process. But again, check out my program, The ABCs to Get Him Back. If you really want to go deeper, learn all about quantum dating. Yes, you can quantum date even if you're married. And go deeper into this process, into what it really means to own this feminine energy felt sense and rebuild your life in a way that attracts a man back to you instead of you doing the work for him. So the first place I want you to start, number one, is I want you to give yourself time to grieve. If you can set aside time each day, 10 minutes at least, 10 to 20 is ideal. I want you to just grieve. You can write in a journal, you can cry, pound a pillow, whatever it is you need to do to get these emotions out and feel this pain. This pain is real. You have lost a person that you love. You've lost a connection and a relationship that really, really mattered to you. Give yourself some time to grieve. This is important to do. This is something I didn't do. I hopped right over grieving and I went right into just party girl on the scene. I'm here to find a new guy. And then I'd come home at night and fall apart. So don't do that. Grieve. Cry, miss this person, be angry about it, be sad about it. Set aside time to do it every day, because what we don't want you to do is wallow in the ditch all the time. Because if you wallow in the ditch all the time over this person, you're not going to be attractive to anyone. But allow yourself some specific time to grieve, cry it all out. I want you to also know that the grieving process here is really important. Because even if magically this person just showed back up at your house and said, you know what, I was an idiot, I'm wrong, I want to be with you, I want to get back together, things would never be the same again. Now, this was a tough one for me because Jeff and I had some rough spots. We had several breakups where we got back together, but every time we did, it wasn't like before. The very thing that I loved and craved and wanted so much changed each time. We changed. We got a little further from that blissful place we once were at. Because in reality, that blissful place wasn't real. It was temporary. It was happening in that moment. But it wasn't really what the relationship was meant to be or how it was unfolding. Don't get me wrong. You can work on having blissful moments with someone and you can really work to cultivate your relationship. But what you had with that man is gone. So grieve, because again, even if someone waved a magic wand, it will never be the same again. That's a tough one, but also it's freeing because it wasn't working out. That original relationship wasn't working out. It's time to start something new from a new place, a new energy, a new you. Now, number two, I have a really popular video about this. And it's what I get all of my clients to ask themselves whenever we start working in a get him back situation. And that is to ask yourself, is this my dream guy? Now, I'm not here to talk you out of this man and convince you not to be with him. My question to you is he your dream guy? So the way he is right now, how he's showing up, he's ignoring you. He's walked out of your life. He's abandoned you. He's not calling you back. He blamed you for everything that happened in the relationship. He would disappear for 2 weeks at a time. Is this your dream guy? So take a moment, close your eyes, put that man in front of you. Feel what you feel in your body. Wounded girl might want to reach right out and cling and grab hold to him no matter what. But there's another part of you that might notice he's ignoring you or how he's looking at you or the energy you're feeling around him. And you really get to see him for who he is, his temperament, his values, his actions. Ignoring you doesn't really feel good, does it? Breaking up with you, walking out on you, abandoning you, not being able to solve problems in a relationship because problems happen. is this really your dream guy? So when you can see him for who he really is and have the ability to go, no, like, this is not my dream. I understand a dream is some maybe impossible feeling goal, but I want to have a guy in my life who's going to stick around and be there, not abandoning me. You want your dream guy to be present. You want your dream guy to show up every night and be there, and you don't have to worry about him leaving you. So when you can look at this man and say, you are not my dream guy, the way you are right now, the way you're showing up right now, you are not my dream guy, your energy is going to change immediately. This is the first step to changing your energy and either attracting this man back in a form that does match what you need or calling forth the person you're meant to be with. Number three, I want you to get in touch with what does the dream feel like. Now, in the VIP library, I have a program called your New Man Manifesto Journal, and it is some points. It's a quick overview of how my New Man Manifesto program works. My New Man Manifesto program was designed to help you get into alignment with manifesting and calling forth the man you want, even if that man is already in your life. Because again, that man can be in your life, but he's not your dream guy. He's disappearing on you. He's avoiding you. He's arguing with you, whatever it may be. But New Man Manifesto helps you align with the qualities you want in that man and call it forth into creation. So what does that feel like? What does waking up in the morning with him feel like? What does it feel like to pull your car up in the driveway at the end of the day and know his car is going to be there? No doubts that your partner is going to be home when you come home. What does it feel like? How does it feel to go for a walk around the block? How do holidays feel together? Do you dress up on Halloween? Do you decorate the house during the holidays? What do those moments feel like? And you can just get even more and more specific. Are you tired of feeling misunderstood, ignored, or frustrated by the men in your life? Do you wish you knew how to communicate with them in a way that makes them listen, respect, and adore you? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. This ebook is a comprehensive guide to help you master the art of feminine communication and get what you want from any man in an authentic, warm, loving, caring way. Whether you're single, dating, or in a relationship, this ebook teaches you how to express your feelings, needs, and desires in a way that makes him want to please you and commit to you. You'll learn how to avoid common mistakes that push men away, how to use your voice and body language to attract and keep attention, and how to handle conflict and disagreements without losing his respect, and much, much more. Plus, you'll get access to my 2-day video class that teaches you a lot of body postures and poses that you can use in a lot of different situations, so you'll never run out of the right words to say. 500 Ways to Talk to a Man is the ultimate resource for any woman who wants to improve her communication skills and create a deeper connection with the man in her life. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life and get my ebook today. Go to www.everheartcoaching.com and get your copy. The link is below in the description. About how you want to feel. So I'll never forget, I asked a client of mine in New Man Manifesto what she wanted in her ideal man. And she said, I want him to make 6 figures. I want him to have perfect teeth. I want him to be a really sharp dresser. He's got to be at least 4 or 5 inches taller than me. And I was like, wow, this is sounding like Ken at Malibu Barbie's mansion house. You know, in this sharp suit, perfect hair, perfect smile. And I'm not saying you can't get that. I want you to get that if that's what you want, if that's really what makes you happy. I had a man that made high earning 6 figures and he was never at home. But if that's what you want, wonderful. I want you to find out how that feels. how it feels to see someone smile at you with perfect teeth. That's what we're going for, that feminine felt sense of how this makes you feel. So it's not just about attributes, it's about how you feel. I want you to get in touch with that, write it down. On the nights you're too sleepy to write, I want you to just read a few pages right before you go to bed or write about it. I want you to go to bed at night and the last thing on your mind be about what it is you desire and want. And allow this all to process as you sleep. It is believed that manifesting is especially strong when the brain waves change at night. So let that be the last thing you're thinking about before you drift off to sleep. It's a good place to also heal your heart and get in touch with what you really want. Now, number 4 and number 5 is about really revving up both your energies, your feminine and your masculine energies. I want you to rev them up. Number 4 is give your inner boy a job. Right now, inner boy wants to capture and control your guy. He wants to zip tie his wrists together, make him behave, make him sit there and listen to you, give the responses you need, show up on time, things like this. Inner boy can be very controlling in your relationships and have super high expectations of men in your life, unattainably high. So we want to give your inner boy a job and get him out of your relationship. So I want you to get in touch with your inner boy. I have a great YouTube video on this. I'll link it below. So I want you to get in touch with your inner boy. I have a great YouTube video on this. And I also have another podcast episode that I'll link below. And ask your inner boy, what is it he wants to do? See what your inner boy wants to do other than your relationship. It's usually some sort of job. It's something to do where he can make something happen. Now, watch out if your inner boy is crazy, wildly ambitious, and he's like, you know, I'm going to finally start this big business I want to start, and I need to go to the bank and take out a $50,000 loan. So notice if he's like wildly ambitious, I want you to start small. He might want to do something like simply rearrange some hardscape in your backyard. He might want to clean and detail your car to perfection. He might want to start a blog. Or record a few podcast episodes. Ask him what he wants to do and give him this outlet through you instead of managing your relationship. It'll take a lot of heat off of you in your body, in your felt senses for urgency. Urgency to contact the man, urgency to reach out to him, call him, drive by his house, get in touch with him. Know for sure, are you guys ever going to get back together or not? It'll really help quell that energy. Plus, you will, again, develop this rich, juicy life that you want. Number 5, it's about developing better contact and communication with your inner girl. Now, inner girl is like a shy little girl inside of you who doesn't really always speak up, but boy, you can hear her cry. And I think we've all experienced a little girl like that in our life who is just so shy, or maybe you were shy as a little girl and you had a hard time speaking up for yourself. You did things you didn't want to do. You wore clothes that itched you. You hugged relatives you didn't want to hug. You ate food you didn't want to eat. You just kind of grit your teeth and didn't complain and got through life. So inner girl is still with you. And this is about getting in touch with this very sometimes quiet, difficult to discern and identify felt sense you have in your body. And the best way to do this is to just sit quietly with her and ask her, say, how are you feeling? And what do you want to do today? And instead of looking for a thought to pop into your head, I want you to see what you feel in your body. And start small with this. It's going to take a little time to develop this more. But pretty soon, you'll be able to align with her the more you practice communicating with her. And if you do get an instinct to get out your coloring book or sit in the backyard and record your podcast or whatever it may be, or really get close down to the ground and communicate with nature, just find out what she wants to do. She might want to go sit in the park on a blanket for an hour. See what she needs to do. And as you communicate with her, her voice will get clearer. you'll be able to communicate with her much more easily. And again, develop your rich, juicy, full life. Now, I've talked about revving up both your energies, your inner boy, your inner girl. This next one is about discerning the difference between the nasty voice chatter from this feminine energy felt sense. So nasty voice chatter is always going to be telling you something that's kind of negative about you or about the past in some way that you don't feel good. Nasty voice can warn you or remind you to do something like, hey, don't forget to brush your teeth, or hey, you better hurry up and you're going to be late for work. It can have this critical vibe to it that's actually very helpful. But I'm talking about nasty voice that pops up and just talks mean to you, is ugly to you. And when you're going through a breakup and you're hard on yourself and you're grieving and you're going through all these emotions and processes with yourself, a part of you might really start to talk nasty to yourself. And beating yourself up is not allowed. Beating yourself up, blaming yourself, it is not allowed. Now, you might think, hey, I did something wrong though. I really messed up in my relationship. Okay. I want you to acknowledge that you messed up, but you were still doing the best you can. You're doing the best you could in that moment. We're going to learn from it. What happened? What did I do? What did I say? What was I hoping I would have happened from doing this? And how did it turn out? You're going to take that. You're going to learn from it. You're going to move on. That's all you're going to do. You're going to learn and move on. Nasty voice has no place in your life to live and just torture you every day over mistakes from your past or things you did wrong or said 15 years ago or 5 days ago or whatever it is. This is about learn and move on. Now, number 7, this is my last tip. This is a really important one for all of you, whether you are married, single, wherever you are in your relationship, and that is to keep on quantum dating. Every man brings a message to you, some sort of gift or message, or they are a mirror to you. Now, even if you're married, you can quantum date. You can accept arrows from men out in public. You can smile. You can allow men. They're going to notice you. And if they do, just accept that arrow. This is not about flirting or going to a hotel with them or engaging in some sort of sexual conversation. This is about, I'm a beautiful, powerful, dynamite woman. And yeah, men are going to notice me. And they're going to send me an arrow because they cannot help themselves. And I'm going to collect it. I'm going to hold on to it. Now, women who are single, keep quantum dating. Because again, whether it's a man you meet on a coffee date, or if it's your deadbeat husband at home, or you and your guy are separating, divorcing, breaking up, that man is either a messenger or a mirror to you. Now, this one really blows my mind, because whenever I find myself blaming my husband for doing something or being a way that I don't want, if I get in that really judgmental state of mind, when I can catch myself, I ask myself, how am I doing that thing to me? So let's say my husband is in some sort of moody, irritable mood. Well, instead of looking at him and blaming him for being that way and giving this person power over how I'm feeling, which we all know isn't true, we're choosing to interpret, we're choosing to decide the thoughts we focus on, right? I ask myself, how am I being moody and irritable with myself? So whatever person is mirroring to you, whatever energy they're bringing to you, ask yourself, how am I being that way to myself? Instead of focusing on how can I change them and get them to be what I want them to be, how is this appearing in my own life? Now, sometimes a man brings us a gift or a message. Sometimes that gift or message is about our future self, who we want to be, or it is about our past self, who we used to be. And there's just some sort of gift or message in there. But even though that message isn't always obvious, it's not always clear what the gift is they're bringing you. Sometimes you realize it later on. I think it's really important to understand that the people around you are a reflection of you in some way. You know, one time I dated a man that I felt was really out of my league. And I so much wanted to fit into his world and fit in with his type of people and friendships and things like this. But the truth is, it did boost me up in a particular part of my life where I wanted to do better. I wanted to do more with my life. But the truth is, I didn't want to really be part of that world. He was just a messenger. He brought me a gift and he really helped change my world for the better. All right, everyone. I hope this podcast has been really helpful for you if you're dealing with rejection or a breakup. You can check out my work over at everheartcoaching.com. I have lots of courses and programs, including the ABCs, and you also get that VIP library. It has a great quantum dating tracker that helps you keep up with these messengers or gifts or mirrors that men around you are bringing, and helps you really understand that there might be something to all of these men coming into your life, a little bit of collective data. It's a great way to just step back and look at this from a more scientific viewpoint and get some insights into your life. All right, everyone, sending you much love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.